Last call, last call. Find your seats. Lights are flickering. Welcome back. So I know you're out there going, it's Pentecost. And as you know, Pentecost means the church's birthday. And I, you know, thought you depend on the jokes I bring. You know, I don't want to do them, but I know you need them. So I go ahead with that process. But this morning I Googled church birthday jokes. Guess what I found? Nothing. And so I was about to abandon ship, and I said, no, my people need me. I will not give up on this. So I looked at a few jokes, and I said, well, let me see what I can do with that. Turns out that Mary and Joseph, what do you think they gave Jesus on his 16th birthday? What? Keys to a brand new Chrysler. That's right, folks. And while I'm on fire, because Pentecost is such, I've got one more. I did read some recent research, and do you realize that birthdays are actually healthy for you? Do you know why? Because the studies show that the more birthdays you have, the longer you'll live. So continue with that. Okay. All right. I know I was stretching today. I know we got Father's Day coming up. Dad's jokes could be big. Flo?
I just watched a
Flo, you can get this gig if you want it. You know, it's, I'll tell you about the pay later. Okay, so we have a reading, and it is from the main show, The Lord, Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven like the howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in their native languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all the people who are speaking Galileans, every one of them? How then can each of us hear them speaking in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the regions of Libya, bordering Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the mighty works of God in our own languages." They were all surprised and bewildered. Some asked each other, "What does this mean?" Others jeered at them, saying, "They're full of new wine." Peter stood with the other 11 apostles, raised his voice, and declared, "Judeans and everyone living in Jerusalem, know this. Listen carefully to my words. These people aren't drunk, as you suspect. After all, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Rather, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will cause wonders to occur in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. The sun will be changed into darkness, and the moon will be changed into blood before the great and spectacular day of the Lord comes. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
Jerusalem, this action, this act, this miracle, this birthday party takes place in Jerusalem. And I've been to Jerusalem 3 times. It was a thing that our region did for new ordinance. We want you to go and see the Holy Land so you can be better storytellers. So that was back in 1999. And then again in 2015 with LGBTQI activists from across the country, Jewish, Christian, and at that time just Jewish and Christian, but we were both in Palestine and in Israel. And then again with Knox College students in 2018. And there's an opportunity this fall, but I'll just tease you with that. But there's a saying when you go to Jerusalem and you go to the Holy Land, so the Jews call it this, the Christians call it this, and the Muslims call it this. So every spot kind of has been named, and even Christian spots, the Christians don't agree. So if you go to this place called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, in this big building is where you can go and go underground and see, speaking of Mary and Joseph, where the birth of Christ was. And okay, but then a church has then been over it, and then over in this spot, according to Orthodox tradition, that's where Jesus was crucified. But somewhere the Church of England got some cool property, so they say the crucifixion happened over here in a nice park. So you see, so it kind of, right? It kind of, you learn not to get caught up in the sights, but to know the intent of the story. So that's where we are today with Pentecost. Turns out this is a Jewish festival that the Greeks have taken over naming it Pentecost. Huh, surprise. So this is actually the Festival of the Weeks, or Shavuot, our Jewish Christians and brothers and siblings have just celebrated it this week themselves, and it's to celebrate the harvest. Right? Because societies used to be agrarian. Yes, farming. So it celebrates 50 days from the harvest. And it's where people would come in to the temple. Every male at this time is supposed to come to the temple and give an offering of the harvest so that the community celebrates the harvest. It's probably where Joseph had to come up with, because he didn't have enough, right? Remember that story, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat? Remember that one? Okay, so this is a long, long tradition of coming to Jerusalem and giving of the harvest, and then we have a party. So that's the original holiday. Also can be called Pentecost, but Pentecost is the Greek word that means 50 days after the first harvest. Okay, got that? Okay, that's one way to go about it. Then, or you can say from Jewish tradition that we are celebrating when Moses was up at Sinai and he received the Ten Commandments. Same holiday, same going into the temple, but different way of expressing it. So there's two different ways of expressing the same thing. Are you with me? Do you see? Oh, good. This is so fun. Okay, now, Now we got Pentecost in our new movement tradition, because again, when this is happening, it's Jewish communities. Just so happens all these guys were there anyway, because they were there for Shavuot. And then we have this moment, 9 o'clock in the morning. All these folks who usually don't talk to one another. Thank you, Jeff, for telling us about all those family clans, right? Those clans may not have talked to each other. They, right? Hatfields and McCoys, we know that in America, right? You come up with a fight over a pig, and then 20 generations later, you don't remember why you have the fight. You just know you're not supposed to talk to one another. That's what's going on here. But wait. This is 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, right? Remember, we've had that week where he kept breakfasting with us to tell him who he was, right? He showed us with his hands. He sat across with us from the table, broke bread, trying to remind these kind of dense disciples, here I am. But then he disappeared. And now here we are. So this today is a day of noise, a day of celebration. But the last 50 days have been filled with fear, trepidation, maybe even a stagnancy, to be stagnant, hiding. Because remember, this new movement of Jesus can kill you. So it's been a time of silence. Now, one could say the last 2 years of our life here at FCC has been quiet, hasn't it? It's been a time of not really stagnancy, but of holding, of what's next. Maybe even some fear. Do we carry on? Do we remain a church? These are just things I'm just putting in the cosmos. I don't know if you said that, but I'm going to say you said that. And it's in a time of there's so much also going on in the world, it's pretty overwhelming. It's been a time of quiet. So today, and like it was for those who were following Jesus, this day is all about noise. It's all about expression. It's all about saying, we can do it. It's all about allowing the Holy Spirit to come in, to move us, to take us to that next step, to ignite us. It is not a mistake. Again, our ancient writers are so, so talented in using color and imagery, right? Water always means life. Green, when you're always a reference to green in the Bible, always means life. And fire means all otherworldly, right? Uncontrollable, from heaven, from beyond. Breath of God, Holy Spirit. And again, Holy Spirit is feminine, just in case people didn't know, in Hebrew. So it is our time where we come together. It doesn't matter if you come from the east, the west, the north, the south. It doesn't matter if you identify as non-binary. It doesn't matter if you identify as heterosexual, cisgender, this way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you are from Africa or Africa descent. It doesn't matter if you are indigenous to North America. It doesn't matter if you're indigenous to South America. It just doesn't matter. And people were opened up on this day, and this is why we call it our birthday, because it's like the blinders were taken off, the stagnancy was taken out, the fear was taken out, and it said, you know what? Let's do this. Let's invite this Holy Spirit, this otherworldly thing, this thing we cannot explain, but what it's done is brought us together. Let's do it. Let's engage with it. Let's go forward. Let's make miracles happen. Let's decide we want to reignite our community and take it forward. Are you ready this Pentecost Sunday? Are you ready to live Pentecost? That's the thing about our Christian holidays. They are not just the moment. They're not just the day. It is now asking us, now we're going to live in a new way, to live in a new season. Friends, it's going to take courage, right? So where we see where that baby Jesus was born, it's so wonderful at Christmas time, isn't it? Let's all love the baby. Who's not going to love a baby, right? Like, let's love the baby. But the baby has now given us a task to tell the story, to say what it means to live as a follower of Jesus and how it might be antithetical to the society that surrounds us. And all of you know that I've had one-on-one conversations with that. We are surrounded by people who give a very different message of Jesus, aren't we? So that says more than ever, we have to speak Jesus out loud. I come so much from the interfaith world. I've gotten, my language is very universal. So, but now I get to claim Jesus. I get to say, because we are part of the universal family, Jesus, this teacher, was not exclusionary, but that's why I am inclusive and seek inclusivity and seek justice and seek equity and teach we got to change our ways. So friends, this is a time for us not to be silent. We get to live in the noise. We get to tell our story. We get to tell, I love, thank you. Thank you for that introduction, Jeff Johnson. Right? Pentecost is at least 2,000 years old. Right? We can have breakfast. Because we're still living, we're still going in the name of Peter and that bunch, that ragtag bunch. So let us start our Pentecost Sunday by sharing at the table, looking at each other in our faces, in all that we are, and celebrating one another, giving each other courage so that we can start being a Pentecost people as we go forth from this place. Because as you know, that love of Jesus Christ message is getting bogged down with so much other yucky stuff. Let's be noisy and set it free. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay, let's do this together. Let's change the world. One conversation at a time, and let's be flaming about it. Shall we? Amen. Amen and amen.